depending on the breadth of conflict, you have damage to critical infrastructure, whether it's roads or electricity or telecommunications, which obviously undermines capacity for multinationals, even medium-sized and small-sized enterprises to operate, makes difficulty higher, increased costs, higher friction arising from security costs, those types of things.
And what are some specific things that companies have to do or invest in to be able to operate in this kind of circumstance?
Well, depending on the sector, obviously you need flexibility. You have need to appreciate the risks that exist in operating this type of system. You have a high level of fluidity. In some cases, the rule of law may appear on the books, but in practice it's difficult. Some cases you have high levels of corruption, security costs. Sometimes you have targeting of various senior executives, kidnappings. Those are some of the elements.
Now, is it something that in the past it used to be very maybe short to medium term acute conflicts, and now you have sort of long-term, low-level conflicts? Is that a change that has happened?
That's also an issue, and what we've seen post-Arab Spring is the negative consequences of political instability results in declining foreign exchange earnings as well as a decline in foreign investment. We see in the Syrian conflict large-scale segments of the population leaving the country due to threats. So those are some things to keep in mind.
Now, your talk in Ankara was specifically about sporting events, if I'm correct?
Right. I gave some talks at the Center of Excellence on combating terrorism. Essentially, it's a part of NATO. And then I also gave a talk at Baskent University. One of the talks dealt with security at sporting events. And unfortunately, we talked about various terror incidents from the 1972 attack at the Munich Olympics through the 1996 attack in Atlanta Olympics and various other political violence arising at soccer matches, cricket matches, and unfortunately even April 2008 there was a suicide bombing at the commencement of the Colombo Marathon in Sri Lanka.
Now, what are some things that, I'm taking it, you know, people still hold these kind of events, so they have to sort of deal with these challenges and not cancel. What are some things that people around the world have sort of learned to be able to safely hold these kind of events?
Well, it's a balance between having adequate levels of security, not only physical security, technology, also the role of intelligence, training in relation to law enforcement, et cetera. So there are some basic measures and that can be utilized at the same time, unless you want to create sort of a rigid police environment, you will need to be aware that some risks may arise, and it's part of the cost of living in a civil society.
Are we sort of having to incorporate some of the lessons that maybe other societies or other countries have learned when it comes to security? Are we starting to have to see those implemented at home?
We do, unfortunately, take some of the lessons from abroad. So whether it's in Western Europe or in Iraq and Afghanistan, where U.S. forces had exposure to IEDs, we have a great appreciation of how those things are put together and utilized. So there are lessons learned, unfortunately, across all sectors. So we saw post-9/11 aviation was targeted. We've seen mass transit targeted. In Mumbai, there were some incidents, as well as London, Madrid. So, unfortunately, across disparate sectors, there have been targeting and not only U.S. Lessons learned, but globally, law enforcement intelligence community is learning from the lessons that have been used to counter some of these extremists.
Do you foresee a beefing up of security around public sporting events like we've seen, you know, maybe in the aviation industry or things like that?
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, we've already seen that, whether it's some of the large mass events such as the Super Bowl, World Series, NBA All-Star games, etc., you have increased levels of security, and sometimes they're designated as national homeland security events, and as such, certain levels of security append physical information security, manpower, funding arises. So those are some things that we do keep in mind. Unfortunately, as well, the targets for terrorists are manifold. We have limited resources, limited bandwidth, time, money, et cetera. And as such, the terrorists need to be successful only occasionally. And unfortunately, society needs to spend resources continuously.